I'd like for you to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. We're going to be reading from that text for our invitation this evening, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I ask you the question, how is it you feel about leaving this earth? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer, because we all, I think, have some desire to continue because of the associations, the family, the friends that we have. And because there is, I think, intrinsic in all of us a fear of death. But I do think that as we grow more and more mature spiritually, that such fears and such hesitancy lessen. And it can reach the point, at least I hope, to where we can have the same attitude that the Apostle Paul had about that. And he describes his attitude in the first 8 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And so as I read this, I want it to be a challenge to each of us to consider our view of our lives as we live here on this earth and what is far better, and perhaps to seek to reach that time where we can certainly have the same mindset concerning death and what comes after, as the Apostle Paul describes here in this text. Beginning in verse 1, he says, "We know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now, we talk about death from time to time from the pulpit and in lessons that we teach in the various classes, and we recognize the inevitability of it. The fact that it is appointed for man to die once, and after this, the judgment. And in fact, for the child of God, there is hope. There is that realization that after this life is over, that there is a better life that is promised to us. And we are confident, and we are well pleased, yes, to be absent from the body so that we might be present with the Lord. There may be one in the audience this evening who has not yet named the name of Christ. And there is a far different outlook given to those who are not his. The Scripture teaches of eternal death and of a place of punishment for those who are iniquitous, those who are rebellious in the sight of God. We don't want you to suffer that end. We want you to have that same confidence that when this life is over, you will be present with the Lord. And so if there is anything that is amiss in your life that you need to change, we invite you to do so. If it is in your particular circumstance that you have not yet obeyed the gospel of our Lord and you need to become a child of God that you might have that hope, then we invite you to take the opportunity that you have this evening to become a child of God. Turn away from your sins, confess them as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you are a believer in the Christ, this is what you must do in order to be saved, and we invite you and give you that opportunity now. So if there is anyone here who has that need to respond to the invitation call, we extend it to you now and ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.